All right, this is some seriously disturbing stuff. As America is in a uniquely vulnerable position, we get a breaking news report that the President of the United States has been reposting and amplifying foreign bot accounts. These foreign bot accounts have the sole intention of spreading disinformation and division within America to weaken social cohesion. Who needs enemies that spread disinformation when you have friends like the President of the United States, who is supposed to act as a bulwark with moral clarity against this type of division and disinformation, but Donald Trump's incentives happen to align perfectly with that of Russian bot farms, Iranian bot farms, China bot farms, Qatari bot farms in countries that intentionally would like the United States to become more weak. How much does it help Vladimir Putin, for example, when half of the country thinks the 2020 election was stolen? Now, they're trying to convince people the 2024 election was stolen. They try to spread Islamophobia while also spreading anti-Semitism so that both sides hate each other, while also spreading misogyny and racism. The weakening of social cohesion helps these countries, and Donald Trump pours fuel on the fire. We have this that reads, Trump reposted a slew of foreign-based accounts on Monday night. This comes from Midas Touch. He shared hundreds and hundreds of posts in the middle of the night, but of those hundreds and hundreds of posts, 16 accounts in those posts were labeled by X as being in other countries. This gets really, really interesting. Remember, just a week back, X enabled a new feature showing where posters are, their location. And we found out that a lot of the biggest MAGA accounts called like Caroline Levitt's Biggest Fan or Trump Fan Page or MAGA Daily News with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers, they were in like Indonesia or Eastern Europe, meaning Russia. They were bot farms in other countries, in Macedonia. For example, Sammy Nathaniel, this guy, is based in South Asia. No incentive, no say in U.S. politics, no vote in U.S. politics, I'd assume, nothing to do with it. He's in East Asia. His bio says, hashtag love Trump, Trump fan, football fan, Real Madrid supporter. Don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. Is that his view on like him being a Trump fan? Just because he's not an American doesn't mean he can't be a big Trump fan. That's his view. But then Trump reposted this guy. Reposted this fake account. I mean, it could be a real person, but it's likely just a bot account, right? Sammy Nathaniel, this is good for America. Ending the year strong. Trump reposts him again. Good job, Senator Kennedy. Trump reposts him again. America first. American patriots voted for this. What do you mean America patriots voted for this? You're not even American, dude. Good job, Tulsi Gabbard, he says. Massive. Just a bunch of posts of Trump reposting a fake person. What about this? Myla Joy, this person, it says account based in the United States, but then there's a little flag, a little exclamation point. The country or region may not be accurate. It flags when somebody's likely using a VPN and is in a different country. So this person is politically conservative, MAGA, but their location seems a little bit off. The United States of America. Trump shared the account multiple times. This account was sowing disinformation and division. It says, Gavin Newsom and his wife actually created an NGO to steal fire aid money, and not one penny has been given to fire victims. Gavin Newsom is lower than low. Okay. We're going to continue to go through these, but the title of this video will likely be something like, he's in on it. Because Donald Trump is not only in on the disinformation spreading, he is a super spreader who adds a fire hose of disinformation to the U.S. landscape, and I want to break down some of the most concerning aspects. The fake elector scheme and his attempt to steal a Democratic election back in 2020/2021 was built on lies that the 2020 election was stolen. Lies that Russia has tried to spread for years now. Russia has allocated $3 billion U.S. dollars into their own disinformation campaigns to sow division in the United States, to weaken the cohesion of our society. But as I said at the beginning of the video, kind of jokingly, who needs enemies like Russia when you have presidents like Donald Trump in the United States who are aggressively trying to divide the American people? This election fraud lie is something that disgusts me for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I will be banging the drum about how the President of the United States lied and tried to steal the election every single day. And make sure you drop a like and subscribe if you appreciate that venture. I won't talk about it during dates with like girls or anything. But other than that, for the rest of my life, I will be talking about the stolen election that Donald Trump lied about, the election that he tried to steal. Secondly, Donald Trump is constantly pouring fuel on the fire by calling for the execution of Democrats, posting AI videos of him arresting Democrats, spreading lies about, I don't know, Obama's birth certificate, about Democrats like Gavin Newsom, and Russia loves to jump in and pour fuel on the fire. So Donald Trump, in a top-down way, says some schizophrenic QAnon stuff, and then Russia amplifies and boosts that over and over. I have strong theories that Russia likes to boost people like Nick Fuentes on the far right and then boost people on like the far, far left that aren't really representative of the Democratic Party, but just say some wacky stuff. And then these accounts get boosted online and people think, wow, there's so much extremism. I guess I have to choose one of the extreme sides, when that's not true. Donald Trump then continues to boost more and more MAGA accounts. Jeffrey Zients, Biden's chief of staff, says that even though the paper he said, I don't even know, this is some random crazy conspiracy theory from someone likely not even in the United States. Then Donald Trump starts to repost an account called Sebastian TM, and he's based in South Asia. One more time, nothing against people in South Asia. Also, people in South Asia can have an opinion on U.S. politics. I'm not going to be like an asshole or be exclusionary. That's not the point here. But it's the fact that bot accounts, literal bot accounts designed to troll and stoke flames in the United States by boosting divisive candidates, are then therefore being boosted by the divisive candidates themselves, therefore creating a feedback loop that puts the American voter base in psychosis because the President of the United States is boosting disinformation. Not the entire American voter base, but I mean the people on Truth Social at least. Donald Trump then begins to share an account who posts disinformation about Medicaid. See, why does somebody in South Asia have an incentive to post disinformation about Medicaid fraud? Sebastian says, a judge has canceled the guilty verdict for Abdi Fattah Yusuf, the man who was found guilty of fraud against Medicaid. Why do we have a trial if judges can just throw it out? Dude, who's we? What do you mean we have trials? You don't live in the United States, mister. Okay, this guy, Camus. Okay, these are getting more and more obviously AI. This guy is an AI. This is AI. Camus in Europe. I wonder which part of Europe. Donald Trump reposts Camus, who says, Laura Logan delivered one of the clearest, most powerful breakdowns you'll hear of this year. This is very clearly just ChatGPT. Her core argument, many of today's biggest crises. You guys can recognize ChatGPT, right? This account in South Asia was also boosted by Donald Trump. Reverse migration is here. More accounts in South Asia. The President of the United States is boosting accounts that have the same incentive as him. It is so disgusting to me that we are growing up in an atmosphere, in a time when the president can't be looked to for moral clarity, when J.D. Vance can't be looked to for moral clarity after a young Republican group chat is full of people who are celebrating Hitler. 30 and 40-year-olds in this group chat celebrating Hitler, and J.D. Vance cannot condemn it. I have a Jubilee episode coming out in about a month where I debate a bunch of young Trump supporters, and I ask them, do you think the 2020 election was stolen? And a lot of them say, I don't know. I don't know if it was stolen or not. That is a sign that our population, from the youngest, most, you know, impressionable people who are my age, who I was debating, to the oldest people in the society, some of the boomers who voted for Trump, no offense to the boomers out there, but a lot of the boomers that I debated at Trump rallies were also, just like some Trump supporter Gen Zers, believing election fraud lies that are pushed by the Trump administration. It's disgusting. It's despicable. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to continue to scroll through it for a second. I mean, this account is based in East Asia and Pacific, South Asia. Why can't Donald Trump actually listen to Americans? These people don't know about the affordability crisis. They don't know what it's like to be on the ground when they're posting from effing South Asia. I don't know. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.